Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna be some sweet love coming down tonight. I bet you're singing proud. Oh, I bet you're full of pride.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm here. My apologies, my apologies, my apologies. Sorry about that. The technical difficulties on my end, man. I thought we were rocking. I'm sorry about that, y'all. Sorry about that, man. Technical difficulties in the studio, man. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen, everybody in that guy nation. I done did the intro and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I was just sitting here kicking it, bro. It's like, yo, you're not on, bro. Your mic's not on, bro. Sorry about that, man. It happens from time to time. Probably getting another reprimand and you know, referral from Mr. McIntosh. Appreciate y'all being here. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation, man. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land, 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. This is the Nice Shift. I'm your host, the one and only Guy Nice. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio, trying to tune your dial to the station to make you smile. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Sorry, I'm just speeding through this shit like the Micro Machine guy, but you know what I'm saying? I got to make up for the lost time. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter, at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tease. Also on Instagram, at Mr. Nice Guy Tease. Facebook.com/Mr. Nice Guy Official in the online store squareup.com/market/MNGTs. Make sure you check out that online store and your promo code Guy Nice. Get your special little discount. Also show your support for the radio show so we can get some more time to be here with you. 516-418-5813, the Night Shift. I'm your host, Guy Nice. Pick up where I left off last night. If you don't mind, for all the loyal listeners, a little dose of continuity. Ending off last night, I was talking about untimely murder of Bankroll Fresh and the amount of violence that exists in the content. And I would also say the coaching. But I just step out the door a little bit, but I don't mind. I'm going somewhere anyway. So the violence that exists in the content and the culture of hip-hop and to the degree in which it exists. Not only exists, but it's also glorified. And I'm not saying that exclusively to hip hop. Once again, I want to reiterate that point, man. Because yes, I did get some angry people in emails and Twitter and tweets and all that shit. But you know, whatever. It rolled off my back. I'm not tripping. I'm not a people pleaser. I'm not here to be everybody's friend. I'm saying something that I feel. So if you do want to open up a dialogue with me and discuss this, I don't mind. But don't disrespect me. I don't disrespect you. But anyway. It's not exclusive to hip-hop, and I illustrate that point by shifting your attention to some of the events that happened with protesters at political events. I'm not even going to say nobody's name or nothing tonight. Like I said, I'm kind of saving that. We ain't straight from that. Hashtag no more vote. We ain't straight for that. You know what I'm saying? I'll come back to that. I'm just stalling for a little while. You know what I mean? Because it's been political news if you've been tuning in. I had a debate recently, you know what I'm saying? There's all type of motherfuckers dropping out the race and shit. Like, but I didn't give you the idea this is a political show. You know what I mean? Maybe we'll do one show a week and we'll catch you up on that. And I might say that for Thursday when I don't feel like doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just come here and walk through this shit. I won't do you like that, I promise. Make sure you tune in. But you look at some of these rallies and some of the incidents and shit that's happened surrounding those events, and a lot of that's got to do with violence and behavior that I feel like and deem is unacceptable. We, as a people, advocate violence. We need to stop pretending that we don't. it's sad that somebody lost their life. That's true. People lose their lives every day unnecessarily, and we need to be more aware of that. One of the points that I want to make that I definitely feel like going to make people mad, and I know I got more email and shit coming. I don't give a fuck. I feel like a lot of people only stepped out there, and you get on the bandwagon, and it's customary and traditional to say rest in peace. So it's rest in peace whoever just died, neglecting the fact that we only know you because of your celebrity. So, maybe fucked up, and I may be coming at you the wrong way in this one, but I'm not apologizing for that at the moment. I feel like that's fucked up. I feel like that's are you really concerned with the life of the person that we just lost? Because a lot of people get lost every day. Some of those people that you pass in the street that you like, man, fuck him, are dealing with that loss. They just trying to be strong and not put that burden on you. A lot of people don't want to talk about things that are going on with them, and that include me. I know that's strange. That's what I do here, right? But I need an outlet for that. Things that you choose, your hobbies, and the places you choose to spend your time should be therapeutic to you because you need that as a person. You need that recharge of positivity. You know, people will say, like, if you say family is your recharge, like family is your battery, right? How much time do you spend with your family? Most people only get together with their families, you know, 5-6 times a year at the most. And most people not even doing that no more. Like, Christmas as a holiday and as a celebration, it's magic or whatever has diminished. It means less. People care less about it. They're less apt to celebrate and, you know, get super Christmassy with the, you know what I mean? It's more of a joke now, to be honest. It's lost its value in the American, whatever, you know what I'm saying, hierarchy and shit. So people not coming home for Christmas no more. People not coming home for Thanksgiving no more. I'm busy. I got my life. I'm doing this. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Whatever. Cool, I understand. I'm busy too. But if you say family is your battery, how often do you see your family? You know what I mean? We all have various interests, and people always feel like they don't have enough time. And I wonder if we really don't have enough time, or we're just making excuses. And then where do you spend your time, and what do those things do? The situation with Bankroll Fresh and rap music, how to me they coincide, and the point that I'm trying to make. Is that okay? Let me do this with an illustration. You know what I mean? Walk with me. Let me do this with an illustration. I do it with a story. Great, great guy, nice fashion. I got a partner, right? And my partner like to smoke. He like to ride around and smoke. You know, he smoke on the go. We're talking about marijuana here. It'd probably be a marijuana field episode tonight. Started with this story. So my partner, he like to ride around and smoke, right? He don't do it crazy, you know, like we used to. I don't even do it no more. I don't advocate that shit. With all the shit that's going on out here, you put yourself in a bad position, man. You don't want no problem. Not that I ain't gonna smoke and drive or whatever. If I get stoned and I got an emergency run and shit, I run. But I ain't taking no bud with me. I ain't smoking no bud on the ride. You know what I mean? Nah, life is too crazy right now, right? My partner likes smoking rye, so every time I get in the car, I smell like gas and shit, you know what I mean? Chances are he got some bud on him, either rolled up or he got something in a loose form. So my partner, it's probably like 2 weeks ago, my partner get a bogus ticket from the cops, right? Crazy situation. My partner get a bogus ticket, a bogus seatbelt ticket. Cop pulled him over, said he didn't have the seatbelt on. He got the seatbelt on right there while he talking to him. But he couldn't stand his ground. You know, he couldn't press the issue. He had bud on him and shit. You know what I'm saying? He would say he was just getting ready to fire up the blunt when he seen the cop. So, I asked him, what you gonna do, man? It's bogus ticket. What you gonna do? First, he like, fuck it, I'm bucking. I encourage him to buck. If this shit ain't right, you need to go out there, straighten that out. You know what I'm saying? If you accept this injustice, then what are you standing for, man? When you accept injustice one time, you're accepting all these injustices. All the murders that are taking place that were unjustified, homicide, all the people that are in prison because of shit that was corroborated and bullshit. They were railroaded, some of them. You participate in the corrupt side of this shit by perpetuating what the fuck happened. You're not rectifying the situation, which I feel like you should do. You know what I'm saying? Got to stand up for justice. That's the problem. Got to stand up. Can't just sit down and type. You got to stand up for justice, man. So, he said he going to buck, right? That's his plan. And Mo, he think, okay, I know. I done did it before, man, so I know what come into it. You know what I'm saying? I know what it is going into it. So he's thinking about it, Mo, and day passed, and I check with him again. I say, hey, man, when your court day, you know what I mean? What you going to do about that ticket and shit? Hey, man, I don't know, man. I think I might just pay it. All the times I've been running around burning this shit and I ain't get caught, you know. You know, maybe I just pay my dues. And plus, you know, then they make the rip and I got missed work and I got to go sit up in the courtroom and I got to do this and I might lose and shit and whatever. But you know you ain't do nothing wrong in this case. He didn't say you had weed on you and shit and you had the seatbelt. You didn't have the seatbelt on. Then he would have, you know, one out of two. What he said, well, you ain't had the seatbelt on and you did. So my point is, I'm not finna ride around. Unless it's a strange situation, I'm not finna ride around with no bullet. So when you pull me over for a bogus seatbelt ticket, I'm gonna have to speak to your supervisor. I have to explain myself to you. I'm not gonna be belligerent and disrespectful and shit. That's what you gotta understand. Cause some people that just get reckless off the rip because you a cop and it's like, oh man, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. You just harassing me and fucking up my day. It's like, nah, that's not true. Maybe he did think you didn't have a seatbelt on, man. Maybe he really trying to protect you. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? You think you can tell everything about a person's attitude and demeanor, and that ain't necessarily true because some days I come in here and I ain't the most friendly person. And I'm telling you about the Ricky Bobby Lane and punching people in their face and shit. But in my heart, I'm a nice guy. Everybody who know me know I'm a nice guy. That's how I got the job here. My name Guy Nice, motherfucker. Chances are if I can help you, I'm going to help you. But some days, you have bad days. Like with the fuck, like the story I told you last night with the fucking toll booth operator and shit. You know, some people are dickheads, man. But it ain't what they doing, it's what you do. So I ain't going to get disrespectful with you, man. I'm going to kindly tell him what happened, what going on, what the real situation is. And if he ain't cooperative, I'm going to ask to speak to his supervisor. Same I would do in any other situation. I need to speak to somebody where I can rectify this situation. Right now. Because I'm not taking this ticket. I didn't do nothing wrong. And I'm not at risk. I mean, you always at risk, man. That's the unfortunate truth of the situation. You always at risk, man. It's a possibility that, hey, man, we plant some money. I done had buddies that happened to them. All that shit. Possibility that happened to you, man. But I take my chance because I know I'm not wrong, man. So I'm going to stand on the right and see what happens. But my partner can't do that. So if I'm not running around, with this, if I'm not riding around with the bud or with heroin or with a gun or with any of this, you know, looking for prostitutes and none of this shit, if I'm just going to work or going to see my kids, and I'm not saying because you got weed in your pocket and you going to work and shit, like, hey, man, but you're breaking the law. That's the fact of the matter. You're breaking the law. You run the risk of this other consequence happening to you because of the decision. So if I'm not doing that, odds are in my favor that this ain't going to happen to me. It ain't a guarantee. Nothing a guarantee but death. But odds are this ain't going to happen to me. So the same thing that I'm saying with what we use our formats and abilities and talents and lives and time for, ultimately we will reap what we sow and we'll suffer the consequences of them things. I can end up in the wrong place at the wrong time and get fucked up on some dumb shit. I could. It happens every day. But I'm careful with what I choose to do and where I choose to go, how I choose to spend my time. And for that reason, like, now I have kids. So across my mind, like, bro, I'm very pro-marijuana. I'm pro-legalization, very much so, to the core, you know. I'm out there on the front line when Mrs. Knight got doing shit, bro. I'm right here with you talking about this shit week after week. So I run the risk of, because I am where I am, I run the risk of somebody trying to take my kids away because I recreationally use marijuana. Now, I medically use it too, but it ain't prescribed to me. You know, should it be? I feel like they used to send you cocaine and shit through the Sears Roebuck catalog. Like, a lot of people have a big problem with marijuana being legal and its usage. But at one point in time, a lot of these narcotic substances were used as medicine. And we moved on from those substances to other substances because people did the same thing they're doing now with these prescription drugs. They get addicted and start abusing them. So you got to understand, it got to come a point in time when we start to say it ain't necessarily these substances. Yes, these substances are addictive, but if we're not going to, if we're using this as treatment, you know, because that's, for me, that's one of the main arguments that you call this treatment, these drugs. Like, some of these things are necessary, but how do people, you know, so easy for somebody to go and get a prescription and get addicted and be fucked up on Prozac and, you know what I'm saying, all the other hydrocodone and Percocet and all this shit. Xanax so common, bro. So you looking at marijuana as this evil thing just because of the propaganda and the energy that been put towards vilifying this shit. And then you looking at Alestra and shit, like it's the greatest thing that ever happened to people. With some of the other shit that y'all giving people now, it's causing boy children to have female breasts and it's, you know, side effects is death. Cat Williams, man, let's get him in here. I want to talk to him anyway, but he done let you know. Ain't nobody never died overdose of smoking a weed, bro. Unheard of. So a lot of people got, you know, the anti-legalization movement very strong and very heavy. But there are places where they've opened up their doors and their minds and their homes and their communities to legalizing marijuana. And also, like I was saying before, where the decisions you make and things. Now, I'm trying my best to relocate myself to one of the areas where this is legal and acceptable. I don't have the luxury of being able to wait the shit out no more. Because I don't want nobody coming at me crazy talking about, man, you unfit parent, you smoking weed, and same motherfucker going to the bar 3-4 nights a week. Oh, they can talk about it happy hour. Mom and pops. For those of y'all who are concerned and shit and feeling like I might not be such a great parent, man, my wife clean. She don't do nothing. So you ain't got to worry about my kid. They good. They got complete sober parent all the time. And, honestly, man, speaking to you, being impaired on marijuana, depending on your dosage and the way you medicate, you're fully functional, dog. You're fully functional. Not lacking in any capacity. Some people tell you that mentally you're lacking. But it ain't. You can't blame that on marijuana, man. If you're a person who don't do nothing but watch TV and have silly and play video games and have silly conversations about meaningless trivial shit, you can't blame marijuana that you a little bit dumbed out. And maybe you smoking that shit in copious amounts. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, bro, I done been there too. It's a good thing. But you can't do that every day. That ain't Medicaid. You ain't going to get nothing done, bro. We got to be productive out here. So I encourage you that no matter what you're doing, man, because you got your right to choose, which I always defend and advocate. Whatever you're doing, bro, you got to do it in moderate. You got to do it to a capacity where you can still take care of your business and be somebody who's contributing to society, man. No longer do we have that value even about contributing to society. Not a priority for many people. Many people work because they get paid to work. And if they didn't get paid to work, they wouldn't be doing shit. Most people go their entire day, every day, without considering their actions and the impact that they will have on the people that they influence, directly and or indirectly. They don't understand the mechanics of the entire machine. There used to be something that we valued as people, your contribution to society, or so I've heard it phrased. The older I get, the more I seem to find that a lot of this shit was propaganda and it was bullshit. We never really believed this shit. It just sounded good. It's the same as when you ask a person if you need to kill a baby to save a million people. If people get fucked up, they don't know what to say to you. They're looking for the right answer and shit. Maybe that ain't great illustration because there is no right answer. That shit ain't easy to say. Nothing in that situation sounds good. Easy to choose the words. It's hard to take the action. That's why everything, that's why I said to you before that you got to stand up, man. No matter what we talking about, you got to stand up. Is what I'm looking at. You know what I'm saying? Let me switch gears and go to Denver. We're talking about marijuana and legalization. It recently, by the way, it's official, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Nice Guy, dazed in Denver 2016, mission for the moon rocks in full effect. So we are sliding out to Denver the 18th to the 22nd. So if you're out there, you know how to find us, man. Holler at us. We'll get up with you. We're probably doing the radio show live. I mean, I don't know. I guess I can almost guarantee that we're going to do the radio show live. Mr. Nice Guy set it up for us. But the information recently came in, because last year we ain't do the cannabis cup. You know what I mean? It was a lot of different components that were at play last year. So we ain't do the cannabis cup. Plus, like, the day we went on 420, like, we were arriving on 420, and that was actually the last day of the cup. So, you know, it was kind of like, fuck it. It wasn't worth doing it anyway. But with us returning this year, I wanted to at least look into it because that's always been something that I heard about, the High Times Cannabis Cup, when it was in Amsterdam and shit. Then it started to expand, and now it's here in the United States in different states. I know they got some shit that they're doing in California this year instead of Colorado. But I want to say, it's a few more out there, man. You can pull it up on the website, man. Hit High Times or Google Cannabis Cup, man. You'll find the info. So I started looking at whether or not Colorado, well, I started to look to get the information about the Colorado, you know, Cannabis Cup. And I've seen a couple of bulletins there that they were having it this year. So I had to go to the official source. And indeed, in fact, High Times is not having a cannabis cup in the state of Colorado this year for 420. Maybe they'll do it later in the year, but they're not having it for 420. And for the last 2 years, they had it for 420. So this is our second annual Mr. Nice Guy Days in Denver trip. Let me mention that. And we wanted, like, us going there, part of our job description, going there, the things we're tasked with doing on our semi-vacation. One of them is to build with these other businesses, these other outlets, and the other people involved in the culture with the advancement legally of the things that's taking place, and also the business end that's taking place and the advancement of the culture that's taking place, because our focus is the people. So High Times was a brand that we were looking to link with. Apparently, we're not going to have that opportunity. They are having an award show, though. I've seen that. But what's the point of going to an award show? Now, also, last year while we was out there, we were talking to some people, and they was telling us that the Cannabis Cup, they wasn't even offering samples last year, and it seemed like it was been on the decline since they initially started it there. So one of the things, another one of the things that we plan on doing this time with this opportunity, this is we're so ambitious, is we want to kind of document or provide you a video documentary of our experience with Denver surrounding 420 and Mr. Nice Guy Days in Denver. So there's a lot for us. Like, we're going to go there and speak to the people about how they feel about the loss of the Cannabis Cup. The reason why they're not doing it is because they had difficulty procuring the permits in two different counties in Colorado, or two different counties in maybe not Denver. They had trouble getting the permits in order to hold the event. So they eventually just backed out because of the politics. So I'm interested to know how the people of Denver feel about that. 516-418-5813, if we got any Denver listeners. And if not, we plan to try to catch you on the video documentary Days in Denver, Mission for the Moon Rocks. We just want to show people the impact that Mr. Nice Guy has and the interactions that we share with other people, with other nice guys in the Nice Guy Nation. It's something I wanted to illustrate that I feel like most people won't even think about unless they've been there. And even if they've been there, unless they've opened their eyes to. Because while we were there, we had interaction with a lot of different people. We was completely engulfed in that shit, dog, trying to go everywhere, do everything, see everybody. And we started to meet people that were unsatisfied. They complained about their job in the dispensary, and they act as if the fact that this is legal now and there's a good opportunity here, you know, to them it doesn't mean shit. And that blew my mind, because with the illustration I just gave you earlier, with the example of having to ride around, you worried about getting pulled over, and then you can't, you know, you're getting ticketed or cited for something you're innocent for, but you can't even really defend yourself because you're in a situation where this could get bad for you. Have we had this legalization across the board, some of these things be alleviated, man. I'm not a politician. I'm not a fucking legislator or none of that shit, man. I'm just trying to help solve some of our problems out here as a society in the community. That's what I'm doing here on the night shift, and I'm hoping I'm doing an effective job. 516-418-5813. You can call in. We'll be here again tomorrow. Let me know how you feel about what I'm doing. You can always send your comments to MrNiceGuyTees@gmail.com. You got the Nice Guy number, all that. Appreciate you being here. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. This has been another edition of the Night Shift with Guy Nice. Hope you tune in and join me again tomorrow night. And we're getting some of the political shit, more than likely. Sit in on the other side. I bet you